you're burning me alive. I can't deny you, even when I catch you even a weak alibi. 'Cause when the night falls, you make me forget your love is killing me, and it ain't over yet. How did you get to me? No one else on earth could ever hurt me, break my heart the way you do. No one else on earth was ever worth it. No one could love me like, no one could love me like you.
Advertise your business here, where word of mouth reaches more people than ever. Local radio. We're Real Country. 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, O'Galley, Wamundee. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden meeting today with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky at the G7 summit, signing what is being called an historic security agreement.
While this does not commit U.S. troops to defend Ukraine, the U.S. is pledging to bolster Ukraine's defenses. It's meant to show Vladimir Putin that America is determined to stand by Ukraine no matter how long it takes. The U.S. is also dramatically increasing sanctions on Russia, and the U.S. is also pushing for a $50 billion loan to Ukraine using profits from frozen Russian assets.
ABC senior White House correspondent Selena Wang. Severe flooding in Florida as extreme rain across much of the southern half of the state continues. Eight former SpaceX employees have sued the company and its CEO Elon Musk, alleging he ordered them fired after complaining about a hostile work environment at the company. The Tesla board will vote today on approving Elon Musk's nearly $45 billion all-stock compensation package approved by the board in 2018. This is ABC News. Russian warships not far away from the U.S. right now. Some ships from Russia's northern fleet, including a nuclear-powered sub, have docked in Cuba ahead of military exercises in the Caribbean. Oklahoma Supreme Court turning away a lawsuit brought against Tulsa by the last survivors of the 1921 race massacre.
The state's high court acknowledged the long-term harm done by the white mob that destroyed so-called Black Wall Street, but upheld a lower court's dismissal of a lawsuit demanding reparations.
I think it's despicable.
Regina Goodwin represents Tulsa in the state house.
They're not only dismissing the lawsuit, but they're dismissing their humanity.
Lawyers for the remaining plaintiffs, ages 110 and 109, are calling on the Justice Department to open an investigation into the massacre. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
In the NBA Finals, the Celtics beating the Mavericks to take a commanding 3-0 lead. In the NHL, the Florida Panthers could do the same thing tonight in the Stanley Cup Final if they beat the Oilers. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Come on in to Total Wine & More. Prices much lower than a grocery store. Wine, spirits, beer for a whole lot less. Walking down the aisles makes you stop and say, yes. With thousands of bottles that you get to explore, Total Wine has everything you need, and more. With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine & More.
Drink responsibly. B21.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them.
With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise.
No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures.
It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
For five generations, starting in 1883, Goodrich Funeral Home has been serving families in the area. The staff members of Goodrich Funeral Home will guide your family in creating a meaningful ceremony to honor the life and memory of a loved one. A ceremony can be anything you wish it to be, simple or elaborate, traditional or unique. No matter how it's tailored, such a ceremony is an important step in recovering from loss. Goodrich Funeral Home, our family serving your family for years to come.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny with a high near 81. Clear tonight, a low of 56. Sunshine on your Friday with a high around 80. Friday night, partly cloudy and a low of 59. For Saturday, chance of showers and thunderstorms and a high near 75. Warmer Sunday. For Monday, more showers and thunderstorms and a high near 87. For Tuesday, partly sunny and a high of 85.
It's 67 right now.
Now this news update from Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Aylin. Governor Tony Evers says his office is vetting firms to conduct a full audit of Milwaukee public schools. While in Wausau Tuesday, Evers, who served as state school superintendent prior to being elected governor, said the critical situation at MPS calls for a deep dive into the district's financial and academic performance issues. Wisconsin Supreme Court ruled Wednesday that municipalities may not use mobile voting vehicles to collect early ballots ahead of the November general election, but they added that local election officials can choose whether they want to place temporary voting sites throughout early voting if locations don't favor a particular party. And the First Lady is back in Wisconsin today. Jill Biden will hold an event in Green Bay with local seniors. It's part of Seniors for Biden-Harris. That's a national organizing coalition to mobilize voters as Joe Biden seeks a second term in the White House in November. The First Lady was last in Green Bay in February. Ted Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Rural Mutual Assurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Rural Mutual Insurance is a proud sponsor of the Northern Wisconsin State Fair in Chippewa Falls. As a thank you for your support, they're giving away fair tickets. Visit ruralmutual.com/win and enter to win tickets to the Northern Wisconsin State Fair.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
How do you measure the human spirit? In pounds? In milliliters? In the distance traveled between yesterday and today? Or maybe there's no way to measure the human spirit, because as you remind us every day, it simply has no limit. Learn more about how we care for your whole body, mind, and spirit at AdventHealth.com.
Good morning, it's 8:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News this hour being brought to you by Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85 Durand, and Tech, your premier communications and entertainment provider, Durand. Advent Health of Durand. It's time to feel whole with Advent Health. Visit their website at adventhealth.com. Bauer Built Tire and Service, Durand and Mall Drive, Eau Claire, and the Goodrich Family Funeral Home, serving the Durand area for five generations and featuring monuments from lifetime memorials. Weather permitting today, the city of Durand will be seal coating Washington Street, 9th Avenue East, and 10th Avenue East. Crews will seal coat the roads one half at a time, so the roads do not need to be closed. Residents are advised there will be no parking on all three streets today. Now, if crews are unable to do the project today, they'll try again later in the week. There are questions to answer about a decades-old pickup truck that crews pulled out of a lake in Menominee. Police say the truck was in Lake Menominee for quite a while. The truck is from the 1980s, but it's a little more than a rusted hulk. Investigators say there's no VIN number and no license plate. They don't believe the truck is tied to any crime. They are, however, looking for any information about the truck, its former owner, and how it ended up in the lake. Add this to the list of problems after the closing of HSHS hospitals in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. Chippewa County says it now needs a new morgue after St. Joe's Hospital closed this spring. Chippewa County Administrator Randy Schatz said the county's looking for a new spot to build a morgue, but he says it will cost at least $750,000 to renovate a building. It would likely cost more to build a new morgue from scratch, however. For now, the county says it's using space at the Stokes, Proc, and Munt Funeral Chapel in Altoona. A Winona County judge has granted a request to move the murder trial of Adam Fravel. The judge ruled yesterday that the trial should be held in another county. Fravel's attorney had asked for the change of venue, saying his client could not receive a fair trial in Winona County due to media coverage of the disappearance and death of Madeline Kingsbury. The new location for the trial will be announced after consultation with Minnesota court system administrators. There's now a state of emergency in Whitefish Bay because of the sinkhole in Buckley Park. That hole opened up last Saturday, and the village declared the state of emergency earlier this week. The emergency declarations allowing Whitefish Bay to move quickly to repair the hole by fast-tracking the work. Still, crews in the village say it will take some time to clear that sinkhole, then fill and repair it. You're listening to WRDN News.
NTech is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTech grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durand Smokehouse has custom-cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durand Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs, too. Visit Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Water guns aren't allowed at the RNC, but real guns are. That's the story within the soft security perimeter footprint from Milwaukee's Republican National Convention next month. Tuesday, the Milwaukee Common Council approved banning a long list of items that could possibly be used as a weapon, and guns aren't one of them. Common Council President Jose Perez said that the council must adhere to a Wisconsin statute which says a municipality can't put constraints on firearms and ammunition that are more restrictive than the state. The ordinance next goes to Mayor Cavalier Johnson for his signature. Another potentially expensive Wisconsin Supreme Court election is in the works. Seats on the state's seven-member high court are officially nonpartisan, but a conservative versus liberal narrative has driven up campaign spending. It totaled $45 million in last year's race, in which liberal Janet Protasiewicz defeated conservative Daniel Kelly, handing liberals a 4-3 majority. Liberal Dane County Judge Susan Crawford is now in the race to succeed retiring Liberal Justice Ann Walsh Bradley. Crawford's resume includes a stint as attorney for Planned Parenthood, and she said her candidacy can maintain the Liberal majority. Conservative former State Attorney General and current Waukesha County Court Judge Brad Schimmel is already in the race. In a statement shared with WisPolitics, Schimmel said Crawford was, quote, hand-picked by the leftist majority on the Supreme Court, unquote. Voters will go to the polls for that race next April. The Insurance Federation of Minnesota is discussing how severe weather is causing losses in the insurance industry and higher premiums for homeowners. As insurance companies pay out more for losses, a recent New York Times investigation found severe weather is hurting the home insurance market in Minnesota as insurers have to regain those losses by raising premiums for everyone. Reports showed Minnesota was the only state to see losses in the industry in six out of the last 7 years. Higher premium rates mean fewer people can afford a new home. A new U.S. Navy combat ship named after a Wisconsin city will soon become active. The USS Beloit Commissioning Committee tells 27 News all that's left is a commissioning ceremony, which will feature the ship's first crew. A date isn't available for the commission date yet, but updates will be made available on ussbeloit.org. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
We could try to explain what it feels like to get your work done on a John Deere. The way a Z-Track mower finishes in half the time you thought it would. How easily soil gets moved with a 1-Series tractor. Or how it feels to tow up to 4,000 pounds behind a Gator XUV. But if you really want to know what it's like to run with us, you just have to get in the seat.
Conquer every task on your list. Visit Tractor Central, take a seat, and see for yourself why nothing runs like a deer. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
The Brewers rally and then hang on. Good morning, I'm Doug Russell with sports. The Brewers were desperate for some offense heading into the seventh inning of the rubber game of their series with Toronto on Wednesday. So desperate, they had to manufacture some out of thin air.
Runner goes, it's inside, throw down to second base. They're going to try and steal a run, and they will! The ball gets away, and Terang ends up at third.
Wow. Wow, indeed. That must have sparked something.
That one hit to center. Back and way gone off the scoreboard for Will.
Adamas, that is. That made it 5-1, and the crew needed all five runs, giving three of them back to the Blue Jays in the ninth before surviving 5-4. Play-by-play audio courtesy of Bally Sports Wisconsin. The Brewers are off tonight. They'll open up a weekend series against the Reds tomorrow at American Family Field. To football, the Packers are done with minicamp. Coach Matt LaFleur pulling the plug one day early because the league is allowing the Packers to start regular camp a week early because of their week one trip to Brazil. So after 9 weeks, Green Bay's offseason program is now over.
Everybody's on their own. What they're doing on a daily basis is kind of up to them at that point. But I think most of the guys, this is what we do, and we love it. And you're always constantly thinking about different ways to do things and different ways to get better.
Training camp begins on July 22nd. To basketball, the Boston Celtics are on the brink.
10-2. Drew puts it on the deck. Drew driving. Drew passing out to White. White squares for three and connects. Drew White with another clutch triple.
ESPN with the call. The Celtics beat the Mavericks 106-99 in Game 3 of the NBA Finals. Boston up 3-0. Jason Tatum had 31 points for the Celtics. Kyrie Irving in a losing effort for the Mavericks had a game-high 35 points. Game 4, the Celtics looking to close things out. That's tomorrow night at the American Airlines Center. Doug Russell, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Thanks for calling Discover. This is Diego.
Hi, Diego. It's Jennifer Coolidge. You know, I just want to say your cashback match makes me feel so special. It really inspired me.
That's great. Doubling the cashback you've earned at the end of your first year is what we do.
Well, I'm doubling everything now. Double dating, double dipping, double feature, double header, double whammy. You know, basically double or nothing.
You earn, we match. Discover cashback match. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Hi, we're Comparing Insurance Agency. Never heard of us? We know. But to help it stick that our local agents are insurance experts, we're going to say local agent 3 times in the next 5 seconds. Local agent. Local agent. Local agent.
Find us at comparinginsurance.com.
To win in basketball takes a can-do spirit. So shave with Barbasol and inspire your team. Raise that red, white, and blue can and yell, "We can do this." If it doesn't work, you still got a great shave. Barbasol. It's a can of can-do.
The Minnesota Twins surrendered 4 runs in the sixth inning of their 5-4 loss to Colorado at Target Field. The game was scoreless entering the frame before Caleb Thibar surrendered a 3-run homer to Esquil Tovar. Thibar was charged with a second loss in relief. Byron Buxton and Carlos Santana both homered in the losing effort. Pablo Lopez starts for Minnesota against Colorado today. The Minnesota Lynx took down the reigning WNBA champions with a 186 win over the Las Vegas Aces last night. The Lynx trailed by 2 after the first quarter before outscoring Vegas 49-29 over the next 2 frames. Elena Smith poured in 18 points in the victory. The Lynx now host Los Angeles Friday. Vikings fans will be able to watch their favorite players practice when training camp begins next month. The team announced that 9 of its practices will be open to the public. The practices will happen between July 27th and August 8th, and fans will be able to watch a night practice August 5th. Meanwhile, the Vikings continue OTAs today before wrapping up their offseason workouts tomorrow. High school baseball from yesterday on our Duran Fresh Market scoreboard. Duran Fresh Market, your hometown grocery store. Carter Gunderson delivered the go-ahead two-run double in the bottom of the sixth inning as Oliva Strum defeated Pichelli 3-2 yesterday in the Division IV semifinals. Oliva Strum will face Northwood Solon Springs Thursday in the championship game for Division IV, starting at 9 o'clock. Games going on today in the baseball tournament. In the Division II state semifinals, Edgewood faces Kettle Moraine Lutheran. Meanwhile, La Crosse Logan will face Mosinee. In the Division I state semifinals, Watosha Central will face De Pere, and Sun Prairie East will face Oak Creek. Get outside and enjoy the outdoors with Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand. The fishing season is underway, and Ryan's has all of your fishing gear, whether you're an old pro or maybe just a beginner. Need bait and tackle early or late? Use Ryan's 24-hour bait and tackle center. Trap shooters, visit Ryan's Sports Shop for trap loads from Winchester, Remington, and Federal. Ryan's also has a large selection of refreshments for the campsite, too. It's Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by OnX Hunt. I saw a fairly large garter snake out behind my shed here just the other day, and it was rubbing its nose on a cinder block that I have on the ground there. I thought, well, this snake must be shedding its skin. Why do snakes shed their skin? I'll tell you, but first...
Hunting season will be here before you know it, and it's time to get ready for your next adventure with the OnX Hunt app. Whether you're traveling in search of roosters, elk, waterfowl, or looking to score on a whitetail close to home, OnX Hunt can help you be more successful this season. Route, plan, and navigate with private and public land boundaries, recent imagery, offline maps, and Minnesota-specific hunt layers. Download the Hunt app on the App Store or Google Play and join the millions of hunters that trust OnX Hunt.
All animals shed their skin, even humans. Some just do it in a more visible style. Yes, we shed millions of skin cells every day, while snakes and some other animals shed a layer of skin in one continuous piece. It's a process called esthesis, which occurs between 4 and 12 times a year for snakes. There's two reasons why. First, while the snake's body continues to grow, its skin does not. A roomier skin is generated and the old layer is discarded. Secondly, a shedding or sloughing of the skin removes harmful parasites. How it happens is pretty interesting. Just prior to shedding, the snake's skin begins to turn bluish and its eyes become opaque. This hinders its vision. Within a few days, the snake will rub its head on something abrasive. It tears open the outer layer, and then it crawls through those tight quarters, sliding out of the skin, leaving the old skin inside out. So if you see a snake shedding its skin, it's best to just leave it alone. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Forecast for today, mostly cloudy late this morning and into early afternoon, a 50% chance of a shower or storm. Becoming sunny late this afternoon, highs low 80s, west winds at around 10. Tonight, clear lows upper 50s. Tomorrow, sunshine. We'll have highs in the low 80s.
Currently across the region, we do have clouds beginning to move in. Mondovi 74, Wabasha Nelson 73, Lake City 70, Ogallee 69, Pepin 68, Plum City 67. Here at WRDN, we do have those clouds and 70 with Jelly Roll and Halfway to Hell. It's 8:24.
Jail revival. I'm a bottle in the Bible. I'm a rolling stone disciple with a cross across my face. I'm a trailer park tornado. Jagged edges on my halo. Hope the chariot gon' swing low and carry me away. This little light of mine damn near burned me alive. Lord knows that mama tried and I don't know if I'm boss undiscerning, holy water with my bourbon. Standing on the bridge, I'm burning with a can of gasoline. Am I worth saving if I'm always faded? It feels like I'm caught in between.
Texan cowboys and good-hearted women. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
I've got some big news. The bank finally came through, and I'm holding the keys to a brand new Chevrolet. Have you been outside? It sure is a nice night. How about a little test drive down by the lake? There's a place I know about where the dirt road runs out. We can try out the four-wheel drive. Come on now, what do you say? Girl, I can hardly wait to get a little mud on the tires. Cause it's a good night to be out there soaking up the moonlight. Stick out a little piece of shoreline. I've got the perfect place in mind. It's in the middle of nowhere. Only one way to get there. Gotta get a little mud on the tires. Moonlight on a duck blind, catfish on a trot line, sunset's about nine this time of year. We can throw a blanket down, crickets singing in the background, more stars than you can count on a night this clear. I tell you what we need to do is grab a sleeping bag or two and build us a little campfire. And then with a little luck, we might just get stuck. Let's get a little mud on the tires. Cause it's a good night. Soaking up the moonlight. Stake out a little piece of shoreline. I've got the perfect place in mind. It's in the middle of nowhere. Only one way to get there. You gotta get a little mud on the tires. And then with a little luck, we might just get stuck. Let's get a little mud on the
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. And Brad Paisley, Mud on the Tires. And good morning, 8:32. I'm Brian Winnikins. This reminder, the Maiden Rock Area Community Association will be holding their annual Party in the Park June 29th at the Maiden Rock Village Park from 2 to 10. There'll be 4-H food, games, and crafts, kids' train rides, music, face painting, and more, and fireworks as well. Visit the Maiden Rock Area Community Association's Facebook page for more information. Let's run down birthdays for today, for this June 13th. This actor was in the movies A Clockwork Orange, Britannia Hospital, Sanitarium, and I Spy. We are talking about Malcolm McDonald, 81 today. This Emmy Award-winning actor won an Emmy for his work on the TV series The Waltons. Richard Thomas is 73 today. This actor and comedian was in the movies Three Geezers, Wild Hogs, and Zoom, along with Galaxy Quest. Tim Allen. Of course, we know him from Home Improvement, too. He's 71 today. This actor has been in the TV series The Heights and Beverly Hills 90210. Jamie Walters is 55. 5 today. Also, fitness model Jennifer Nicole Lee is 49 today. This actor is best known for playing Captain America in the Captain America and Avengers films. Chris Evans is 43 today. Twins and actresses Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen are 38 today. Of course, they were best known for their roles on the TV show Full House. Born on this date, college and pro football Hall of Famer Harold Redgrange, born in the state in 1903. Television pioneer Ralph Edwards, born in the state in 1913. He was the former host of the shows Truth or Consequences and This Is Your Life. Tennis Hall of Famer Don Budge was born in the state in 1915. He was the first man to win 4 tournaments that make up the Grand Slam in a single year, taking the 4 titles in 1938. This Academy Award-winning actor won an Oscar for the movie The Last Picture Show. He was also in the movies Angels in the Outfield and Red Dawn. Ben Johnson, born in the state in 1918. This actor and comedian, best known for his work on the television show Bewitched, and he was also the center square on Hollywood Squares, Paul Lynn, born in the state in 1926. Celebrating an anniversary today, John and Jackie Pelkey, so happy anniversary to them. Their names go into the Big Giant Fishing Tackle Box on Friday. We'll pick ourselves a birthday anniversary club winner, and they'll win themselves a certificate for some birthday anniversary club brats from Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand, where the Father's Day sale going on right now through this Saturday. Ribeye steaks, oh, those are just awesome. $14.95 a pound on special, this Father's Day special. Perfect gift for Dad, just saying. From Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand. Our winner will also receive a 6-pack of Dilly Bars from Dairy Queen of Durand. Make Dairy Queen of Durand for lunch today. And don't forget to use the Dairy Queen app. You can earn rewards points and then use the Dairy Queen app with those rewards points and redeem those points for some great Dairy Queen treats. Well, you know, you're going to need dessert after those ribeye steaks. That's from Dairy Queen of Durand. To enter the birthday anniversary club's pretty simple. Just give us a call, 715-672-8989. Visit us on our Facebook page at WRDN 1430 AM Stereo and 107.3 FM. Send us a message that way. You can also drop us a postcard. Our mailing address, 309 3rd Avenue West, Durand, Wisconsin, 54736. It's the birthday anniversary club with Durand Smokehouse, Dairy Queen of Durand, and WRDN.
DQ presents... How to enjoy the 3 best cookies at the same time. First, grab the new Ultimate Cookie Blizzard from DQ. Then dig into Oreo, Chips Ahoy, and Nutter Butter. And last but not least, repeat! Because the new Ultimate Cookie Blizzard packs all 3 into one powerhouse of a treat. So you can enjoy the best cookie trifecta in every red spoonful. Hurry in for a taste today. Only at DQ. Happy tastes good.
June is Dairy Month. Did you know that more than 96% of Wisconsin's dairy farms are family-owned, producing over 30 billion pounds of milk every year? That's nearly 14% of total U.S. milk production. The lure of Wisconsin's picturesque dairy farms, pastures, and rolling hills help make tourism one of the state's top industries. This June Dairy Month message is brought to you by UtterTech. From waterproof bib overalls to cloth towel aprons, UtterTech products can make your life easier on the farm. Find out more. Visit UtterTechInc.com.
Stay clean and dry while doing chores around the farm with waterproof gear from UtterTech. From waterproof bibbed overalls, aprons, pouches, jackets, and more, UtterTech has the workwear to keep you clean, dry, and working efficiently on the farm. Just machine wash and dry, and your UtterTech workwear is ready to go for the next day. UtterTech has products for veterinarians, poultry, swine, goat farmers, and even kids, too. See all the UtterTech products designed to help you on the farm at UtterTechInc.com.
Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. For decades, it's been a family secret. And if you weren't a blood relative, well, you never got a taste. Until now. Barbecue season is here. Get the rich, original Grandpa's Barbecue. It's a classic. Reliable. Just like Grandpa. Apparently, some family secrets are meant to be shared. Buy yours online at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Forecast for today, cloudy through the early afternoon with a 50% chance of a shower or storm. Sunshine late this afternoon, highs low 80s, west winds at around 10. Tonight, clear, lows upper 50s. Tomorrow, sunshine, highs in the low 80s. And for Saturday, a 50% chance of showers and storms, highs mid-70s. Clouds across the region, Mondovi 74, Wabasha-Nelson 73, Lake City 70, Ogallee 69, Pepin 68, Plum City 67. Here at WRDN, clouds 70 with Dirk Bentley and lots of leaving left to do. It's 840.
These old boots still got a lot of ground they ain't covered yet. There's at least another million miles under these old bus treads. So if you think I'm gonna settle down, I've got news for you. I still got a lot of leaving left to do. And as long as there's a song left in this old guitar, this life I'm bound to live ain't for the faint of heart. So you won't fall for me, you know what's good for you. 'Cause I still got a lot of leaving left to do.
Happy, but darling, let let me say before I leave. These sticks and stones ain't all that makes a home. They don't have arms to hold you when love goes round home. Now you say we are the root. These sticks and stones may break me, but the words you said just tore my heart in two. Remember when we didn't have a dime between us? You took my hand and said we don't need much, just as long as we're together, we would be fine. Now we've acquired all I thought would please you. I gave everything you know that I could, and still you're telling me you're not satisfied. So take everything we have if it makes you happy. But darling, let me say before I leave, these sticks and stones ain't all that makes a home. They don't have arms to hold you when love goes round home. Now you say we are the root. Stones may break me, but the words you said just tore my heart in two. These sticks and stones may break me, but the words you said just tore my heart in two.
We'll be right back.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. Joining us this morning, Liz Deitch. She is the fair manager for the Pierce County Fair. And the Pierce County Fair coming up August 8th through the 11th. Small Town, Big Hearts is this year's theme. And we're going to talk with Liz a little bit this morning about some of the things that are going to be happening with this year's Pierce County Fair as the preparations continue here at the fairgrounds in Ellsworth. And Liz, good morning. Thank you for joining us. Well, first, tell us about some of the new things. Every year, you always seem to have something new at the fair.
We have a lot of new things. This year, we have changed to our fair admission is one of the new things. We will be going up in price. You will also be able to order all your tickets online and use a QR code to get into the fair, as well as we will have online tickets for the different various activities that we have in the grandstands, such as our concert that's coming up with Church of Cash and local Allison Digg. That will be on Thursday night, August 8th at 7 p.m. Along with that, we will also have online tickets for the Demo Derby as well as the Tractor Truck Pull.
And that's some things never change, and that's Demo Derby and Truck and Tractor Pull. I think those are always part of the fair.
They sure are, and it's a thing that people love to watch. I don't know why, but they love it. So,
talking with Liz Deitch this morning, and she is the general manager for the Pierce County Fair. Another change that you're doing is with Senior Day as well.
Yep, Senior Day will be on Sunday along with Veterans Day. We're combining both of them. Senior Day will be $3. And the nice thing is, if you are married to a vet, you know, you'll be able to come in and get that special price if you are a senior. As well as we're going to have some special things on that day, as well as a euchre tournament at 12 p.m. So if you're really good at that, that will be down in our beer garden. We also will have the memories in the afternoon starting at 1:30, and they'll do three different shows. And as well as our senior recognition will be that morning. So a lot of great things. We are also having the veterans activity all through the fair that is a face for every name, a part of the Wisconsin Veterans Museum. It's a traveling exhibit that we will be having in the Beldenville Old Car Club, sponsored by the County Veterans Office.
Talking with Liz Deitch this morning, she's the general manager of the Pierce County Fair. Now, for the tickets, this is kind of a different way to do this, so we're doing it online. So how will this work online then for people to get tickets? And if for like an older person that may not have that smartphone, will there be a way that they can still get a paper copy or get old-style tickets?
Yep. People can still buy the admission tickets right at the gate. They will be $7 for the daily admission, as well as paper tickets for the general admission in the grandstand. Those are still available. It's just that we wanted to be able to make it more available for those folks who are like, oh, I have so many things to do, and I don't want to sit in line and just have it one and done.
Meanwhile, along with the activities as well, we'll have all of the different livestock shows and that big auction, too.
Yes, the auction will be Friday night here at the fairgrounds. I can't speak too much to it because the Livestock Committee takes care of all that, but I know they are very busy working on that, and we are looking at all those different things that go into it.
And we'll be having coverage of, don't forget, we'll have coverage of the hog, dairy, and beef 4-H and FFA livestock shows and coverage of the auction. We'll be doing that on with the live video streaming coverage from the Pierce County Fair. We'll be having that on our video streaming page of our website, part of our fair coverage throughout the summer. So, Liz, I know in the past you've always done like a pre-fair type of event, but this year you kind of changed that up a little bit.
Yeah, this year we decided to have the Church of Cash concert. So this is going to be a great big concert in the grandstand area, kind of like our Chris Cruzy concert last year, except that this year it will be on Thursday, August 8th at 7, and just during the fair. It makes it a lot easier and a lot more available to people, and we hope people really enjoy it.
And so for folks, if they want to find out more information or get the fair books, they are available. You can get them right here at the office on the fairgrounds. But if people want to find out more, they can go online and find out more?
Yes, they can go online. And it is www.co.pierce.wi.us.
It is through the Pierce County website. But if you go there, you'll be able to find the link as well to the Pierce County Fair website. Again, the Pierce County Fair coming up August 8th through the 11th. The theme, Small Town Big Hearts. And that will be happening here in Ellsworth. I'm Brian Winnikins. You're listening to WRDN.
Services as unique as the life lived. That's the goal of the Chent Fitzsmith Funeral Home of Mondovi. Those services begin with the decisions you make now, taking the pressure and stress away from those closest to you by pre-planning with the pre-planning specialists at Chent Fitzsmith. You can even prepay and take that financial burden away too. Go to chentfit-smith.com and get your questions answered about pre-planning or to schedule your personal appointment today. They do so much more. Call or visit them today in Mondovi, Chent Fitzsmith Funeral Home, for services as unique as the life lived.
Get fit and look your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness in Durand. There's no excuses to looking and feeling great. Work out anytime and now tan anytime. Endless Summer offers 24/7 tanning access. And you'll save when you sign up for a tanning and fitness bundle package. Visit Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness for more information. Look and feel your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access in downtown Durand. Like them on Facebook at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness.
June is Dairy Month. Did you know that in 1890, the nation's first dairy school was created at UW-Madison? That year, Stephen Babcock created the milk fat test that allowed dairymen to determine which cows produced the richest milk, the best for cheesemaking. That test is still used today, and UW-Madison remains the country's top dairy science department. This June Dairy Month message is brought to you by Security Financial Bank, serving Wisconsin's dairy industry for over 80 years. Visit sfbank.com for more information. Security Financial Bank, member FDIC.
At SFB Security Financial Bank, our agricultural relationship managers don't just know about banking. They possess hands-on experience in the agriculture industry. With long-term expertise and first-hand knowledge of the industry, our staff has your agricultural banking needs covered. Contact us today to learn how we can help. Security Financial Bank, Black River Falls, Bloomer, Durand, Eau Claire, Ladysmith, and River Falls. Member FDIC.
If spring allergies keep you trapped inside, then you need Navage Nasal Care to keep you breathing clearly and enjoying all the beauties of spring. Navage helps clear nasal passages that are often clogged because of seasonal allergies. Navage gently flushes a pure, refreshing saline solution through your nasal passages to clear out congestion, sucking out that springtime pollen and other irritants trapped in your nose. Navage is available online at Navage.com or in stores at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, and Target. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E.
We're going abroad for the first time in years. To Spain. So we started using Babbel.
And started learning Spanish fast.
With Babbel, you can start having conversations in another language in just 3 weeks.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
In just 3 weeks, we're starting to have conversations in Spanish. Gracias, Babbel.
Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Well, I walked in, the band just started. The singer couldn't carry a tune in a bucket. Was on a mission to drown her memory, but no way with all this ruckus. But after one round with Jose Cuervo, I caught my boots tapping along with the beat. And after two rounds with Jose Cuervo, that band was sounding pretty darn good to me. In some strange her two left feet.